Today's 31 Days of Halloween is brought to you by the Will Wonder Pod Live at a bar named Sue, October 17th at 6 p.m. I will be interviewing the folks from Inglewood Films about their upcoming movie, Algea, God of Pain, which is releasing October 26th. We will have tons of giveaways, so make sure you come out, hear all about this film that is a Utah homegrown horror film. Once again, a bar named Sue, 8136 South State Street in Midvale, Utah. Starts at 6 p.m. October 17th. No cover, but you do have to be 21 years and up. And again, we have a lot of fun giveaways. So come out. Now, let's get to 31 Days of Halloween.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Day 13 of 31 Days of Halloween, Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
Jason is back. He moves like a shadow, dark and silent.
Sorry, you changed your mind?
He never utters a word. He doesn't even seem to breathe.
Where the hell is the corkscrew?
He simply, mindlessly, mercilessly, kills. But now, Jason's reign of terror is over. Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Jason's unlucky day.
Friday the 13th, the final chapter, aka part 4, which I think they were planning on this being the final chapter, but it made so much money they were like, now we'll call it part 4. Anyways, was released April 13th, 1984. It stars Corey Feldman and Crispin Glover, who, if you are under the age of 34-ish, you may have no idea who the hell those two actors are. We will get to that here shortly. The final chapter had a budget of $2.2 million and made $33 million at the box office. It is rated R for violence, sex, nudity, language, alcohol, and drug use. All of the great things you would expect from a 1980s slasher film. Here's a synopsis. A carefree lakeside vacation is interrupted by the reemergence of killer Jason Voorhees after he escapes a morgue, leaving bodies in his wake. Jason travels to Camp Crystal Lake, where a group of friends are staying. The teens meet some locals, Tommy and Trish, as well as a secretive hiker, Rob. As the group of teenagers engage in drunken debauchery, their numbers begin to dwindle and pieces of the past resurface. Friday the 13th, the final chapter, is without a doubt my favorite Friday the 13th, and more than likely the best in the series. Like I had stated earlier, it had two actors who were pretty well known in the 80s, and Corey Feldman, who was a child star at the time, was in The Lost Boys, Stand By Me, The Goonies, and License to Drive. If you don't know any of those movies, just turn this fucking podcast off, okay? It also had Crispin Glover, who was in Back to the Futures Part 1 and 2, where he played a young George McFly. He was also in the movie Willard and Charlie's Angels in the 2000s. There are a number of things I love about this Friday the 13th, including it truly embodying everything about an 80s slasher film. The creepiness of being in a cabin, which I think is like the third time I've said this in this year's 31 Days of Halloween. I love that Corey Feldman is in this movie, and he does such an amazing job as a young Tommy Jarvis. If you've watched all of these movies, you know who Tommy Jarvis is, obviously. If not, he is a very crucial character going forward after this part four. The score in this movie is amazing, which outside of the Halloween series, I think Friday the 13th truly has the best score, especially with the which, fun fact, on the documentary Crystal Lake Memories, The Complete History of Friday the 13th, Harry Manfredini, the guy who did the score for these movies, said he was inspired to make this effect from a close-up of Betsy Palmer, who was the actress who played Miss Voorhees in the original film, saying the line, "Kill her, mommy." He reduced it to two syllables for which still doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Kill her, mommy. And lastly, out of all the Friday the 13ths, I think the final chapter has the second best final scene. Outside, of course, the original Friday the 13th, which, well, I don't know if this is a spoiler because it's been 43 years since the original Friday the 13th film came out. Mrs. Voorhees turns out to be the killer in the original. And that is extremely unexpected the very first time you watch the movie. If I just ruined that for you, I'm sorry. But again, fuck, it's been 43 years. Anyway, if you are going to watch one of the Friday the 13th today on Friday the 13th, or at all this Halloween season, I would highly suggest the final chapter or part four. But if you just look up Friday the 13th, the final chapter, you will see that. And I know what you're thinking. Well, I don't want to just jump into a movie that's the fourth part of this series. Don't worry about that, okay? One thing that the first few Friday the 13th films are really good at doing are catching you up on everything that happened in the previous movies right at the beginning of the film. You can now watch Friday the 13th, the final chapter, on Max, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or rent it on YouTube, Apple TV, or Google Play. We'll see you tomorrow for day 14 of 31 Days of Halloween. Ha 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 ha